Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Today is Friday, so FMB Friday, since Singapore is well known to be a food paradise, all thanks to the great local food that we have here.
I've got a big smile on my face right now. I always do when it's FMB Friday.
Well, that's what we want to do on a Friday, right? In spite of the fact that how things are going around the world, you know, we got to look at the positives, and food is one way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. But despite being famous for its food, the food truck scene in Singapore seems to be relatively unknown. Maybe we can change that. In 2018, it was found that only 17 out of 66 licenses for food trucks in Singapore were active, although they'd been around for more than a decade.
I know. I love food trucks. In fact, efforts have been made before, but nothing fruitful has come out of it. For example, the Urban Redevelopment Authority, or URA, made a push for more food vehicles in public spaces a couple of times.
In 2003, it conducted a one-year trial to get operators to set up in car parks under its mobile food van scheme, but that fizzled out. And at that time, out of 33 vans, only one was still operating.
Oh, man. The National Parks Board, or MParks, also launched a trial to allow more food wagons in Bukit Batok and Changi Beach Parks, but this was discontinued in 2004.
So why is the idea of food trucks not working here in Singapore, and what are the challenges food truck owners actually face?
Tell you what, on the line this morning is Cindy Fu, the founder of The Foodie Truck. Cindy, good morning. Where are you right now? Where's your truck?
Good morning, Alan, Malaysia, and Ryan. Morning.
So tell us a little bit about The Foodie Truck. When was it founded, and where can we find the food truck if we wanted to?
Currently, you can find us at Anthony Road, where our second kitchen is. We started off as a humble beginning, from being a hawker to staff canteen, and then we expanded the food truck business and bento business. We have been around for the past over 10, 30 years, actually.
So would you say that you're a catering business or an eatery, or maybe you're both?
Yes, we actually do a lot of catering. Some of our clients are like Singapore Airlines, People Association, and Changi Airport Group, when they have been actually getting their bentos from us through these years, actually.
So the foodie truck menu consists of very local dishes: ayam penyet, rendang, biryani, nasi lemak. Is there a reason, Cindy, why you've decided to stick to only local dishes?
Yeah, because as I mentioned, we have the humble beginnings, being our hawkers and everything. Our forte is actually on local food. And by serving local food, would only be a true representative of our business.
Yes, Cindy, I wanted to ask that on that note, because I was looking at your menus and things online and the kind of things people can choose. What are people's favourites? What do you always get told to make more of?
Some of our signature dishes are like our lemongrass nasi lemak. We had over like 10 over spices marinated overnight and fried to really, really, really golden crispy.
So we've all seen the movie Chef and the kind of routine that they have. But I'm curious, here in Singapore, because it's a smaller country, it's easier to get around. What's a daily routine like, you know, if I'm working for the foodie truck?
Every morning you have to come in and prepare our food. First, we prepare on the day itself, marinated with fresh ingredients and what so forth. And after which, you will have to load up food into the food truck and we'll drive to the designated location in Singapore, such as like a Marina Bay, one of the spots that we can be parked, actually. From there, we'll just serve as usual. Mm-hmm. And after which, after the day ends, we'll have to drive the truck back to our central kitchen and do a thorough cleaning on that.
Right. So then you maintain cleanliness, and it's slightly different because you have a, you get to prepare everything from a proper central kitchen as opposed to, say, like the US, where it's done in the truck itself.
Speaking of which, the food truck scene in Singapore is kind of unknown, even though there are so many licenses available, when you compare it to, say, New York or LA. Why would you do a truck instead of a shop?
We did a truck because when we first started off, one of our landlords, Singapore Airlines, came to us and asked us to serve staff in a restricted zone. And therefore, being in a restricted zone, there are a lot of restrictions in it. Driving a truck would be the best solution for them.
Okay. So it was an accidental discovery then?
Yes, definitely. It was a good discovery, actually.
What kind of challenges on a daily basis do you face, you know, running out of a food truck? Because you're still quite dependent on your central kitchen.
Yes, definitely. One of the challenges would be actually the lack of reference when we first started off, as the food truck industry is relatively actually non-existent in Singapore. And finding a niche, and I believe with our local food, And definitely, we are also halal certified. And this gives us a very good ground.
We're speaking to Cindy Fu. She's the founder of The Foodie Truck. But then when we think about food, we also have to think about costs. So is it more cost effective if you're running a foodie truck? I mean, you still have your central kitchen, but then you don't have the overheads, do you, of having a particular store? And is that reflected in the cost of the food?
Yes, the cost of food truck is actually double as of any other restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yes, because you also think you need a central kitchen before the approval from SFA. Therefore, the cost is double because of the food truck. Relatively, Singapore vehicles' costs are very, very high. Mm. And with the customization of the kitchen in the truck itself, it is another cost as well. So we invested approximately 150K to 200 just for the food truck.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's not, okay.
It's not very affordable in Singapore.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Cindy, since you're talking about costs, I'm quite curious, right? You are in a vehicle after all. So do you have to pay for parking space?
Some of the places, yes, we do. If it's like a common parking spot. Yes, then once you pass through the gantry, definitely you need to pay some parking fee.
Okay.
But most of the time we were at events and or landlord car park.
Right.
So no, usually it's a good thing they waive that off for us.
Yeah, yeah. If you're putting in a parking space, a bit hard to get complimentary tickets.
That's right. Sometimes it works that way.
Yeah, fair enough.
So given some of the challenges that you were just talking about there in terms of cost and you know, servicing the licenses and things like that, if you had an audience with the government and you could say, here are some of the ways that we could encourage more food trucks in Singapore, what would you recommend?
I would say give it a try. It's really interesting to have some food trucks in Singapore. We actually do participate in a lot of big events, such as the air show, National Day Parade, whereby we cater to more than 4,000 packs. So that is something that it is very interesting to tap on. I believe that with more food trucks coming into Singapore F&B industry, it would be a good sight.
Cindy, would it help, though, if it were, say, easier to get those licenses? For example, you were talking about some of the cost pressures involved in setting something up, that it costs even more than a store. What would make that easier?
You can come to me. I can give you some advice.
Cindy Foods was this. Yeah, now I'm going to be a consultant.
I can definitely do that. I mean, it's good to share. I'll be more than happy to share all this information.
Is there like a group or a movement of people who are interested in operating foodie trucks, and you know, where you can go to each other and sort of get advice from each other, learn from each other's experience, and try not to clash when it comes to the kind of dishes that you offer in your food truck, so that you know you get the best?
Yes, I understand that. Unfortunately, there isn't. But there's a small team of food trucks in Singapore, and every now and then we will bump into each other. And therefore, we know each other cuisine pretty well.
Sure.
So, yes. So, with that, usually we will try to cater to more by having different cuisine. And for me, it's more for local food. It's very, very niche in Singapore because... Furthermore, I'm halal certified as well.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, that's a huge market there. In your opinion, where do you see the future of food trucks in Singapore? Is it something that can grow?
I think we do have the potential and strive in Singapore. But of course, it will take time to get there. Mm. Just like our forefathers, they took time to build Singapore. Likewise, we are building our food truck in Singapore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as customers, we have to create a demand as well, I suppose.
There is that.
Cindy Fu, founder of The Foodie Truck, on the line with us this morning for F&B Friday. Cindy, thank you for taking the time. You have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.